Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
Well, hello and welcome to another weekend. Happy weekend to you, Frank Rush, for another Focus on Community. We've got lots of things going on around the Wabash Valley. Don't forget, if you miss any part of today's program and you'd like to check it out again, you miss a part, want to go back and listen to it over, we've got it posted for you right now as a podcast. So head on over to our website. You can stream it directly off the podcast or download it and listen to it later. Alex Ringwald's with us today. Alex, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Not bad. You're, of course, with the Newport Antique Auto Hill Climb, and it's time for that again.
It is October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, located in none other than Newport, Indiana. You've been to Newport, right?
Once or twice.
Yeah, yeah. Once or twice. Not a lot of people have, but yeah. It's a good time.
Well, it's where the courthouse is at in Vermilion County.
That's right. We are the courthouse, and that's all we're really known for.
Now, talk about the Newport Hill Climb. Now, last year, of course, because of pandemic, like everything, nothing happened last year.
Nothing, zero.
2020 was the year that nobody did anything except sit at home. And same thing for the hill climb. Didn't have it last year. And that was the first time in... what, 60, 70? So how many years has this been going on?
So this is the 53rd time that we've done it.
Okay.
And that's the Lions Club. I'm talking about the Lions Club. Now, it started way before that. 1909 is when it actually started with the first hill climb. And, you know, it was to be one of those things like even local communities do nowadays where they put on an event so that people actually show up into their community. And so it really kind of fizzled out in the late teens. Mm-hmm. And then the Lions Club, actually the fire department, the local volunteer fire department, tried to revive it in the early 60s. And the Lions Club actually did revive it around 68, 69. The Lions Club actually revived this event.
I was going to say, was it when it started, was it just a couple of guys that got together and thought they'd see what they could get their car to do? Or
it absolutely was. And, you know, there's some myths out there and some different things on how it started. One of the stories that I've heard recently even is that places like Dodge, Chevy, a lot of large car companies used the hill, which was actually steeper than it is right now. They used it for carburetors. So when you were going up a steep hill, the carburetor would actually lose gasoline, and mm-hmm. so it would stall out. So this hill was great. It was a great hill for people to be able to go up and make sure their car could make it up of a steep hill.
I didn't realize that it was steeper than it is.
It used to be steeper than it is. So,
really?
And I just actually, again, heard that recently from an older Lions Club member. So what happens is over the years, they've repaved the road. And so every time they've done that, they've taken a little bit off the top is what I've heard. Hmm. And I didn't know that either till recently. So I think that's a cool thing, though. They say it used to be steeper than what it was, and it used to come up to a higher peak and then gradually come back down. Now it's kind of it's 1800 feet. I mean, it's a long ways up there, but imagine being in a Model T, you know, or a single cylinder Bush is something that happens every year. The gentleman comes up, he has a single cylinder Bush, goes up it. He might go up it in a minute, where you see some of the V8 models go up in 22, 24 seconds.
Right.
He's probably at a minute, which that's the thing about the hill climb. Watching different types of vehicles that you don't get to see. That's why I always say it's history in motion. Different vehicles going up the hill that you don't just get to see or watch them at a car show. You actually get to see them run and fire and smell the gasoline.
One of the things you touched on just a second ago, I want to go back to, for folks that don't realize, this is back before the days of fuel injection, of getting in and not even using a key, but pressing a button to start your car. Back then, there was a lot of manual, and some cars couldn't make it up the hill. And that wasn't because they didn't have the power to make it. They ran out of gas.
And that's the thing about when you watch some of these cars, we have a speedster class, and that's a Model T speedster class. These guys put all those parts and components there, and they're running on a rail with a seat, you know, and it's a cool class to be able to watch. You're talking about how they start them. One gentleman I know has made a Model T speedster, and his actual ignition is a doorknob. Okay. And so what I mean by that is he actually put his floor on his car is an old oak door. All right. He laid the old oak door on the frame, put a seat on top of it, and his ignition is turning the knob to be able to start the car.
Wow.
How cool is that?
Yeah, really. And some of these oldest cars, like I said, no fuel injection. They didn't have fuel pumps.
No.
It was gravity.
That's right.
That's why if you start up that hill, well, Better make sure you got a full tank.
And you've seen on in a lot of people, you've seen people start it with the old cranks, right?
Right.
That's a real thing. We have cars that are started. These guys, before they get ready to run, they go up there, they put it in there, they crank this baby over and fire it off.
You break your arm if you're not careful with
those
too.
That's what I've heard. I've never done it myself.
So what's the cutoff for age-wise on the cars? Because I know there's a certain limit. I mean, you have several different classes that can compete, but there's also a limit on age-wise too.
Sure, yeah. So you're going to see a lot of cars in the standard mark like the make, excuse me, Chevy, Ford, Dodge, that kind of stuff. You're going to be, most of the time, you're going to be in that pre-42 area, you know, pre-war stuff, okay? You have to be in there because after that, if we let everything in, it would be so many cars at that point. So that's the original cutoff. Then we have a discontinued make. Discontinued make is where I run in the discontinued make because I'm a Packard, okay? So if the whole company was out of business, and I have to remember the exact day, I think it's 64, somewhere in that area. If the whole company was out of business by then, you can run. And so that's, let's say, Willys, Studebaker.
That'd leave me out because there's one brand that I'm a real fan of. It's discontinued, but it didn't stop until way after that.
Well, yeah, so.
And that was, for me, it was Plymouth. So, but it didn't end until 20 some odd years after
that's
that.
That's right. So fun fact that you said Plymouth, this is just a little tidbit. Do you know where their trucks were made? Back in the 40s?
Well,
30s, 40s?
In Plymouth.
Well.
Maybe.
Evansville.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? If you actually go, you can actually see an episode that the Newport Hill Climb was on with the gentleman down in Evansville, My Classic Car. On My Classic Car.
The guy with the big handlebar.
That's
mustache.
Right.
I can't
that's
remember
right.
his name right off the top
so
of my head.
He's been down for two episodes. The last episode that he was down there, you can watch it. There was a Plymouth truck in there, and he tells you a little bit of information about that area and what the Plymouth truck was. Have you, you know, like if you can imagine a Model A truck or something, you know, like a V8 Ford, they had a Plymouth that looked just like it.
One of the neat things about the hill climb, you get to see a lot of vehicles that were actually made in Indiana. Indiana has quite a rich history when
incredible
it comes to
history.
Auto manufacturing. I mean, just about every brand out there can trace some of its roots back to Indiana.
That's true. And that, and we've manufactured a lot of parts, you know, even if the car wasn't assembled here, a lot of the parts were. I have a book at my house that actually shows all of the automakers in Indiana, and it has over 100 different ones. And that's including local places like Terre Haute had manufacturers. Can I remember them off the top of my head? No, memory's not that good, but it is an incredible book. And if you do your due diligence and look and Google, you know, car manufacturers in Indiana, it's incredible. Our history alone, you know, history of Newport, for instance, we're talking about motorcycles and cars and things that ran in 1909. If you can just fathom that, running up of a hill, a dirt hill in 1909, that's incredible.
And of course, even though it doesn't have anything to do with this area and all that, Auburn, Indiana.
Yeah.
Auburn, Cord, Duesenberg.
Mm-hmm.
They have quite a museum up there.
And they have quite an auction up there too.
Yes, they do.
So I got a phone call. A gentleman from New York is coming up to the hill climb this year. It's his first time coming up the hill climb. And he heard about it through some other people in his, you know, small family of hump mobiles. Okay.
Oh, wow.
And, he is bringing up a car from New York this year. That is, golly, I wish I had a good memory. It's one of like 16 left in the world. Okay. And he actually purchased it from the Auburn Museum and brought it back to New York. And he's going to bring it up to the hill climb this year.
Is he going to run it?
He's going to run it.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Well, now that's cool.
Yeah.
That's the other thing too. You guys get literally hundreds of people from all around the world.
Yeah. I mean, we'll run easily 300, 350 cars, and that's just in the competition. Mm-hmm. That's not counting the other 300-400 that we have in the car show. So, you know, if you're a classic car guy and you like festivals, everybody loves to eat. I mean, this is why the event's going on. It's been going on for...
To eat?
Yeah, so yeah. Well, yeah. That, you know, that this festival's been going on for cars. It's been going on for community. When I say it's a family event, it really is. You know, I have people right now that this is the third, fourth generation of people climbing the hill in that car.
This has got to be a major event to organize.
it is a major event to organize.
The Lions Club. You've done a heck of a job with it for all these years, but man, every year it's not just one or two people. It takes all hands on deck, and it's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work, and it's the Newport Lions Club, right? So, did we have more members in the 60s, 70s, 80s even? Yeah, we had some. We had more members, and a lot of our members are getting up there in age, you know. Yeah. And that's the thing. Like myself and some other members that are coming on right now, trying to learn from those people that have done this for so long. You know, if you, for instance, have put on the car show for the last 50 years and you need to teach somebody those tricks and trades, and that's what we're doing right now. We're kind of like passing the torch, learning from each other so we can help. And you're seeing things like right now doing a radio interview or a social media campaign for an event. That's not something that we've done in the past.
Yeah, I'm thinking social media was something a lot of these cars didn't exist when they were built.
No, definitely not. And some things wouldn't have got, the mechanics of them. You know, there was a lot of stuff hidden back in the day with older automobiles that probably wouldn't have passed nowadays, right?
Yeah.
But you're going to see things happen that in newer manufacturing that will really progress a lot of safety, which is not a lot of things that are safe when they see pre-42 vehicles.
Then it was just trying to get from A to B. If you could do that, you'd just accomplished a mean feat.
That's right. I had a car seat in the back of my Packard one day for my son, and guy walks up, he goes, "Hey, that didn't happen in 55, buddy." He said, "Get that kid out of that seat." He had to stand in the back seat. I said, "Oh, is that how that works?"
Yeah, well, just like a lot of station wagons, they had the rear-facing seats in those. And not just sitting in the back seat, you used to climb up in the dash on the back window.
Take a nap. I've heard those stories, if you can imagine.
A lot of us survived.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. So when is this going on? This is what, October 1st through the 3rd, right?
It is. So October 1st, you're going to see that's a Friday. That day, there's no cars running the hill, okay? Right. That day is more for setup, flea market, yard sales, food, that kind of stuff. First thing Saturday morning, though, around 9 a.m., the town lights up. You know, you're going to see the cars start rolling in. You're going to see the car show filling up. We're going to start running them up the hill. And on Saturday, it's random, absolutely random. You get up the line, I bring you up, we start you, you run for your time. And we couldn't have done a lot of this without upgrades this year. So we've had a lot of awesome sponsors like Clark Chevrolet and Cayuga. Mm-hmm. Those guys helped us out a ton being the sponsor for it. They've also helped us upgrade our timing system, which is, we talked about progression, moving forward, right? So we have a brand new timing system this year that we've never had. So back in the day, for the last 50 years, there's been a Christmas tree, as if you can see kind of visually in drag racing, right?
Right.
So you're going to look at that same Christmas tree this year, but there's two beams on the ground. A lot of guys cut that light, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
If it goes red, yellow means I'm leaving, right?
Means hit the gas.
That means let's go because you're rolling by green is what they used to say. So, which that won't happen anymore. So we're still going to have the same Christmas tree up there, but when you cross the beams on the starting line, that's when your time starts. So I don't really care if you leave on red, yellow, or green. As soon as you cross the beam, your time starts. As soon as you cross the beam up the top of the hill, your time ends. It sends a wireless signal back down to us. It goes on a scoreboard, and on that scoreboard, it'll tell you your time.
Big difference when it all started umpteen years ago. So when it was a guy and a thumb and a stopwatch.
That's exactly what it was. I was going to say that. The stories that I've heard, and of course, I wasn't around for it, but the stories that I've heard, a gentleman would stand at the bottom, stopwatch it, and there'd be a guy at the top. He would be like, okay, I'm going to stopwatch it up at the top, and then they would radio back down. Like, he would have to see down when the guy started.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so if you can imagine what those records were, right?
Yeah. Now, and one of the other things, too, is that when you go up there, watch the race, enjoy the food, see the cars. On occasion, if you really have got, if you've got the checkbook, you could probably find something to buy if you look.
So there's plenty of stuff to buy, but we also put on an auction. Oh, yeah? So after the parade on Saturday, we put on a car auction. And this year, actually, I just finished it yesterday. We had someone donate a 69 VW Volkswagen Beetle to us this year. That's going to be in the auction. Runs, drives, stops, the whole bit. It's ready to go.
Wow.
it's a good story, but a sad story on that one. I'll just explain it to you. So what happened was her husband came up the hill climb a couple years ago, absolutely fell in love with the event. Well, sorry to say, but he did pass away. And after he passed away, she called us and said, "Hey, I would love for my husband's VW to be donated to your club to raise funds."
Cool.
And that's what she did. And I thought that was awesome. I mean, we have a lot of cool stuff.
Now, VW running up the hill.
No.
No?
Not happening. Not happening. Would it be fun? Yes.
It would probably struggle just a little bit.
Honestly, I think it would be fine. Yeah. But it's a cool card. It's going to be, I think it's going to raise some pretty good money for the event.
Good.
So I was going to tell you, obviously, flea markets. That's a huge thing. You have the covered bridge, mm-hmm. you know, the week after. Yeah. But we have a lot of good vendors at our event, and there's still signups for those spots. So we have a whole section of the town cut off for this. And we'll put as many vendors as we can in there. And especially, I like, personally, I don't know about you, but I like handcrafted, homemade, local business kind of stuff.
You mean stuff that's not shipped in plastic containers from someplace else?
That's exactly what I don't like, yes.
Yeah. That sounds like it's going to be a good time.
Yes, I think it is going to be a good time. And it's not just for cars, okay? And I'm going to brain fart here and not remember. But it's going to be, we also have motorcycles that run the hill. All right. So, Yeah, and it's a great time. You're going to see Harleys, Indians. I wish I could remember all of them, but you're going to see all these different types of motorcycles. There's a whole class out there just for motorcycles alone.
And there is stuff there for folks that are not just car nuts. So, gals, you can let your husband, if he's not into cars, he can go look at the Tupperware display and you go look at the cars.
I want to tell you a couple things that, you should look forward to, okay? And yeah. I wish somebody would have told me maybe the first time, but I grew up in Newport, but it's okay. There is parking out front, mm-hmm. all right? You're going to be in a line for a minute, so prepare yourself. If you plan on actually watching the cars go up the hill, bring a chair, okay?
Yeah.
Because you're not going to want to see the whole thing standing. So bring a chair with you. There's a couple odds and ends. You can't have, you know, four wheelers, you can't have golf carts, that kind of stuff, because there's so many antique cars there. If you ran into one, that'd be expensive to fix. Now we do give away two items, and I say give away lightly, I mean raffle. Mm-hmm. So our biggest fundraiser all year is giving away a car every year. And that is a 1940 Mercury this year. We are going to actually give that away to somebody on Sunday after the hill climb. It's part of our raffle. Mm-hmm. We also have a custom one-of-one Henry rifle that we'll be giving away, too, and that's all custom engraved. One side shows the start of the hill climb, where it shows a car going up, and it says start. The other side of the rifle says finish, where you see a car going out, and it says the date. It's a very pretty rifle.
That'll be good. So all kinds of things to do, then.
Man, I tell you what. I'm excited about it, as you can tell. Yeah. It makes it kind of tiring sometimes, but I'm excited about doing it.
Well, it'll be a good time if you've never been before. You got to go once.
It's one of those things. It's funny to me that you always hear people say, "I've heard about it and I've lived here my whole life, but I've never been. I've always wanted to go." Well, I think this is your time. And like I said in our most recent commercial, this is your opportunity to watch history in motion. This is not a car show. This is not just you walking by and saying, "That's pretty." You get to actually watch these vehicles run.
If you do have little kids, excuse me, bring the wagon to tow them around in, because they'll be napping in the back of it if you've got little ones.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
And that's okay. You can bring them in that, or strollers or whatever. Just make sure you prepare for them.
Yep.
Because after a couple hours, the littlest ones will get a little cranky, but you will not want to leave.
No, you'll want to stay around, and especially on Saturday. You know, I have a parade at 5:00. You have fireworks that night. We have live music downtown. After the whole event, we even have a cruise-in where everybody gets together and hangs out at night, listens to live music, watch the fireworks go off.
Alex Ringwalls with the Newport Lions Club. Now, again, the Antique Auto Hill Climb is coming up. You guys have a website, Facebook,
yeah, whatever? Yeah, of course. It's newporthillclimb.com, and that is the full list of schedule, events, everything. Sign up for everything you want on that website.
That's what you need to know. And if you want to go back and listen to more of what we've said, just head back to our webpage and you'll find it linked up there as a podcast, or you can download it and listen to it whatever you'd like. Thanks for listening this weekend, and we'll see you next weekend.
To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518 or send an email to frush@dlcmediainc.com. Be sure and tune in again next week at the same time as we focus on the community.